It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
A few times this year, we've been getting some irony with what songs are being played at the arena when the game comes to a close. And as loud as the speaker system was at Crypto.com Arena tonight, Oh What a Night ends up playing as John throws off the final call as we begin the postgame show here on 720 WGN. And oh, what a night it was. A 2-1 overtime heartbreaker that the Blackhawks fall to the LA Kings after two stellar goaltending performances. But this one goes the other way as both matchups have gone to OT. It's a 1-1 split so far. I'm Joe Brand. Welcome into the postgame show on 720 WGN. Let's quickly head on back to the Crypto.com arena and bring in Troy Murray, who's back on the radio side of things tonight. And Troy, I mean, what a game. I think you and, where do you start? Where do you start with that one? It's got to be with Peter Mrazek, right?
Yeah. I mean, the story was Peter Mrazek coming in. He got hurt in the fourth game of the season, missed the last eight games, comes into this one, and he was spectacular. He was amazing. 29 saves on the 31 shots. A lot of high-quality opportunities. The Blackhawks in front of them blocked a lot of shots. LA missed some opportunities, a couple posts. But Mrazek, in his return, he was really good. And for a guy that hasn't played for a while, he's going to have to sit in the cold tub and absorb some some cold water to make this one feel good.
He did it a couple times today at the end of that second period, just kind of toppled over like a Jenga tower. And he did it at the end of the game today, too, because it just, he gave it all he got. And then you can't do anything at that overtime try for L.A. And he had nothing to do but just let loose after that.
It was a 2-on-2 that ended up at the end of the overtime. And I think it was Kurashev who did all he could, and I think he might have blocked the first shot from Danault. And then Danault makes a real nice play across, and Mrazek had come out and committed to him.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, Jake McCabe dives across, and I think it hit the shaft of his stick and went into the net, the shot from Fiala did. But the look on the body language of McCabe and what he did there to try and block that shot, it was a head-first dive to try and block it. And he just kind of laid on the ice after knowing it was in the net. I mean, they gave everything that they could here to win this game, and it started with Peter Mrazek and his performance.
Well, and especially with them giving it everything they could all game long. And it's just, it's ironic that LA is finally able to break through with, 1.4 seconds left? I mean, this Blackhawks team won't quit. They might be overmatched, they might be overplayed a few times, but they don't quit, and that definitely says a lot.
No, and that's a great point, Joe, because the makeup of this team is, on paper, a lot of nights, they're going to be outmatched, as you said. There's going to be more skill, high-end skill, on a lot of the lineups that they're going to play this season. And you're going to see a lot of these type of games where if you get the goaltending, this team is going to be in the games. And they have worked hard to be in the games. They gave it everything they had. I mean, this was a nice performance by the LA Kings, the way they dominated in the offensive zone. But the Blackhawks just battled in their own end of the ice. I mean, they battled hard. They blocked shots. They did whatever they could to keep the puck out of the net and to help out Peter Mrazek in this one. So this was a game that you're going to see probably over and over, and you want to be in a position where you can get points out of the game. They did a nice job of getting it past regulation, which is one thing Luke Richardson had talked about. Let's make sure when we're in the last part of the third period that we put ourselves in a position to get at least a point and try and find a way to win it past regulation, whether it's in overtime or a shootout. And so this is kind of the way that the team is going to be built, and they're not going to go away. They're going to work hard. They're going to be disappointed that they didn't win this hockey game. But you can kind of look in the mirror and say, you know what, I gave it everything that I had, and there wasn't very many guys that didn't give it everything that they could here tonight.
That was one thing Luke Richardson said at the beginning of the year. He wants the other teams to look at the calendar and be like, oh, man, we got to play Chicago. They're a tough team, and that's what the Hawks have been doing. We've been talking about this a lot today, but Troy, before I let you go, we got to bring it up again. What a game for Jonathan Toews. Six shots on goal. He won 86% of his faceoffs tonight. I mean, he was a man on a mission tonight.
Yeah, and if you flip it over to where he was the other night, right. He lost 13 of 17, and tonight he wins 18 of 21. Philip Dano only won four faceoffs of his 20 that he took in this game. And in the game in Chicago, he won 10 of his 14. So you look at the determination, and we talked about him. He was my player to excel in this game. And you kind of saw that right off the bat. He the opening faceoff was Dano against Jonathan Toews, and Toews won that faceoff cleanly. And that kind of set the tone, I think, in Jonathan's mind that, you know, this is going to be a different story. And for him to get six shots on net, dangerous, picked up the primary assist on the Radish goal, and to win 18-21 faceoffs, that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Great stuff from 19 on the ice and great stuff from 19 up in the booth as well. Troy, great to have you back on the radio.
Nicely done there. Nicely done.
Hey,
I like that.
Hey, you set me up. You set me up perfectly for it. Hey, it's great to have you back on the radio side of things. Enjoy the rest of this dad's trip. You guys are having a fun time out there, huh?
Yeah, it's good. The only thing scheduled tomorrow is a practice, so we'll figure out something to do and make the best of it.
Yeah, it's just California in the early fall. I can't imagine there's too much to do out there, right?
Well, it was warmer in Chicago than it was out here.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that won't be the case tomorrow, but if it were, I'd love to rub it in, but it won't be. All right, Troy, thank you very much. Have a great rest of your trip.
Good stuff, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
Likewise. That is Troy Murray. He and John Weideman with the call tonight out at the Crypto.com Arena as the Blackhawks fall to the LA Kings 2-1 in overtime. This is the postgame show on 720 WGN. We'd love to take your calls, your texts, 312-981-7200. Any of you night owls out there still up and a little defeated after that loss? It was a crazy one. It was a tough one. The Blackhawks played tough. They were definitely overplayed a lot. This LA Kings team was relentless, especially towards the end of the second, especially towards the end of the third, and in overtime as well. And it took them all the way until 1.4 seconds left in overtime to go ahead and pick up the second point. But the Blackhawks muscled out one as they continue on this road trip. They'll conclude it on Saturday against Anaheim. We're going to be recapping this up until 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll take a look around the league as well. Plenty of stuff to get to around the NHL. Again, if you'd like to join, 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. The LA Kings are now 9-1-1 against the Blackhawks in their last 11 games in L.A. Previously the Staples Center, now currently the Crypto.com Arena. They take a 2-1 overtime winner over the Hawks tonight. With the win, the Kings improved to 9-6-1 on the season. Blackhawks now 5-5-3, still hanging around a hockey 500. But what a game. And as John was mentioning, very similar to last week's matchup against the LA Kings. You could kind of swap the first and second periods, though, from last week's game to this week's game. The Blackhawks came out hard, real hard, and they grabbed a 1-0 lead with it. Unfortunately, they couldn't hang on to it and then couldn't sneak a lead in the third period. It was L.A. just being relentless offensively, really putting Peter Mrazek to the test tonight, and until they finally got a goal from Kevin Fiala with 1.4 seconds left in overtime to take this one. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the postgame show on 720 WGN, taking you up to 1 o'clock tonight. Thanks for staying up with us. 312-981-7200. If you'd like to join this conversation, you can call us, you can text us. Like this from the 618 area code. Hi, Joe. I don't feel deflated by the Blackhawks at all. For a year, that was supposed to be them doing absolutely nothing. All they have done is amazing. They lost this game by 1.4 seconds. They've had their wins. They've had their losses. As far as I'm concerned, they've done much better than anyone would have thought at this point. My two cents, Judy. Wow, Judy. Thank you for the very long message. And this one from our friend JB Smoove. Hawks fought hard tonight, but just like JB Smoove is always just going right for the jugular on me. Hawks fought hard tonight, but just like you, they can't perform well when they need to. Okay, thanks a lot, JB Smoove. Really appreciate the kind words. Let's get to the highlights of this one as the Blackhawks, again, started the scoring first. early in the game in the first period, they are able to take a 1-0 lead.
Domi, top of the right circle, put it to Taves, to Radish in front, he shoots and scores! Taylor Radish, precision passing by the Hawks. Taves didn't even waste a second. The puck was on his stick as he stood next to the Kings net along the goal line to the left of Quick, and he fired a precision pass onto the stick of Taylor Radish, who buried a shot past Quick. It's a power play goal.
The Blackhawks getting the power play on the Rasmus Kupari hooking penalty. That's what gave them the man advantage. And as John mentioned and Troy mentioned later on, too, just good puck movement coming from the Blackhawks. Great vision by Jonathan Taves, who had a fantastic game tonight. Earlier in that period, just good physical play from the Hawks, too. Colin Blackwell getting physical early on. He did a great job in the PK today. And Peter Mrazek already showing some stellar saves in that first period as well. Hawks were looking real good after that first period. They were being outshot, but they were winning the faceoff circle, rather winning the faceoff battle. They were weathering the storm of LA's offense and just keeping things in check. The second period began with an LA power play. They had a minute 39 with a man advantage to start that period, and they just came out of the gate firing. Whole lot of offensive pressure, and then 2 seconds after the power play ended is when they were able to strike first.
Moore near the left point, walks the puck into the high slot, put it over left circle, and a shot from Deneau, they score! This is just as the Hawks come to full strength. I don't know if this will be a power play goal or even strength, but it was a good keep-in by the Kings, and Deneau hammered a shot from the left-wing circle that beat Mrazek over the shoulder, and we're tied at one.
Said this stat earlier, got it from Phil Thompson of the Chicago Tribune on Twitter. That's the fourth goal in three games against the Hawks in L.A. for Philip Deneau. Against his former team. So a 1-1 tie. The Blackhawks did have a couple of power plays in that second period. Couldn't find any goals. The first power play, I think they went 1-for-4 on the power play tonight. And for the most part, they all looked pretty good. There was some tweaking going on from Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson, trying out some different things. And it definitely worked out in today's game. They only were successful once on it. But just a whole lot more pressure and momentum on Jonathan Quick. Unfortunately, no goals in that second period, and then that end of the second period is when things got really interesting. L.A. just relentless on Peter Mrazek, but he was able to hang tough down low. The Blackhawks were gassed, too. Alec Regula had to stay out on the ice for 4 minutes and 11 seconds. They just had so much difficulty getting a line change, and it's, of course, that second period where you've got the longer transportation from your bench onto the ice in that opposing zone, or rather in your own zone, and LA just kept keeping the puck down there, so they were making it difficult for the Blackhawks to get any type of line changes at all. Caleb Jones was out there for nearly 4 minutes, and it was pretty tough, but Peter Mrazek was able to bail his team out and keep it tied 1-1 through two periods. Third period, somewhat of the same. LA still with a whole lot of pressure, making it very difficult for the Blackhawks to keep it out of their zone. But again, they were doing a good job of weathering that storm. We saw a weird penalty called on Jack Johnson, a slashing penalty early on. So, of course, anytime you give the Kings a man advantage, that's not going to help your case. And I say a weird penalty because they called it slashing, but not quite sure where the slash was. Troy Murray had pointed out that maybe it could go down as a tripping penalty, but even when the penalty was called, Jack Johnson just mouthed, "What?" and then went into the box, and he was having a good laugh with the guy who operates the penalty box, too. Anyway, later on, there was a somewhat costly penalty by Caleb Jones. I point this out because it seems like that's the type of penalty that Luke Richardson is pointing out to his team of what they need to avoid. It was Gabriel Vilardi, who again is just raking in points so far this year for the Kings. 15 points in 15 games. That leads the team. He's got 10 goals for the team as well. But he's just coming down the left wing with some speed. And it's not so much that Caleb Jones is being caught off guard by it, but maybe not in the best positioning. Maybe not cutting him off and pinning him along the boards. He did end up pinning him along the boards so much that it was an interference penalty. But Luke Richardson wants his team to be more mindful of how they're creating these penalties. Are they justified? Is it your last resort? Oh, or would a better positioning prevent you from committing that penalty? I do think that that penalty would fall under that category. So hopefully that's something that Luke Richardson can point out, because it seems like he does a pretty good job of that, dissecting these games, gleaning the good, finding the bad, and not focusing too much on the bad, just trying to point it out. The Blackhawks, however, were able to kill that penalty. They were great on the PK tonight. 0-for-4 were the Kings on the power play. And again, just hard work. Good, hard-nosed effort coming from the Hawks tonight. They're able to squeak out a point. Again, more attacking coming from LA towards the end of that third period. Peter Mrazek with more saves. Just the Blackhawks being able to prevent LA from coming down too hard. So we went into overtime, and back and forth we went. Chances for both teams. A couple more big saves by Peter Mrazek. And then a couple of really good chances for the Hawks, too. It looked like Max Domi, with a nice takeaway, was going to set something up. That was something else that Luke Richardson did, tweaking the top two lines a little bit. He flip-flopped Andreas Athanasiou and Philip Kurashev towards the end of that second period, and that continued on throughout the game until overtime, where, of course, you get only 3-on-3. But again, good chances for the Hawks. Unfortunately, couldn't get past Jonathan Quick. He started doing Jonathan Quick things that we've seen over the years. And then, as LA came down once again, time continuing to tick off the clock, you think, okay, maybe the Blackhawks get out of this overtime, get it to a shootout. They've got the offensively skilled players for that category. However, LA had different plans with 1.4 seconds left.
Fiala to Dano with 7 over the Hawk line, right circle, cuts across the side, fires, Kurashev blocks it, rebound, they score! It's Kevin Fiala from the right wing circle with 1.4 seconds remaining on the clock. The Kings avenge the 2-1 overtime loss at the United Center. It took them 64 minutes and almost 59 seconds to get the game-winning goal, and they prevail in overtime 2-1.
Quite a heartbreaker as the Hawks fall to the LA Kings 2-1 in overtime. The Kings returning the favor of what the Hawks did to them just last week at the United Center, and concluding this series against the Blackhawks, as the Hawks now go 1-0-1 against the Kings this year. Again, move to 5-5-3 with the loss. LA improves to 9-6-1. We've still got more to get to. We'd like to take a look around the league, hopefully get some sound from that Blackhawks dressing room. It's a late night. It is a national broadcast, so sometimes those are a little tricky, but if we do get sound, we will play it as quickly as possible. And before we do move on, a quick segment for our Player with the Most Heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. I have a feeling you know who I'm going with here. It's got to be Peter Mrazek, who apparently had 33 saves tonight, and I actually did not lose that bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show. We had put down Peter Mrazek for at least 31 saves. I don't know if they started adjusting some things on the score sheet, because I started counting once he got to 29, and I heard a couple of pad save, stick save, glove save coming from John Weidemann in that overtime call. And now on the score sheet, it says 33 saves, 35 total shots from the LA Kings. So we got 1-for-3 tonight. So we can glean from that at least, despite the Hawks falling 2-1 in overtime. More to get to. Again, we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. I'll try my best to decipher them. 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. It's time to get to our three-star selection, which is brought to you by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider with your collision repair needs. Visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. Our three stars of the game. The leading star is the LA goaltender of Jonathan Quick. He had a total of 31 saves tonight and picked up the win in this one. Peter Mrazek is the number two star, even though he had 33 saves tonight, but unfortunately was the losing goaltender. Great performance by him, though. Again, his first game since the home opener back on October 21st against the Detroit Red Wings at the United Center. Was dealing with a groin injury since then. And again, this just continues to be the theme for the Blackhawks. Whatever goaltender is in net after dealing with whatever type of injury is able to just perform. That's been a great consistency to see from this Blackhawks team. And the number three star is Drew Doughty. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. Hear from the 319. Hate that it seems too many goals come in the final seconds, but I'll cheer for these guys every night when they play like that. I think that's the biggest thing to take away. This Hawks team is not out of it in many, many games this year, and they're just bringing that hard-fought mentality almost each and every night. It came at the beginning of the game tonight. I think that's huge because I mentioned this before. This is something that the Blackhawks struggled with a lot last year. They were coming out flat to begin games. That hasn't been the case this season. And I think it's even more significant in this game against the Kings because they haven't played since Saturday. They had 2 days off, then 2 days of practice, travel day. It's the dad's road trip. All the dads are in town. It's easy to keep your mind a little bit off focus. And they had a rough game last Saturday against Winnipeg, but they got to work. They understood what the task at hand was tonight. Maybe that game against LA a week ago reminded them that this team plays pretty tough, so they went in there with a little bit more focus, but it takes a lot for the entire team to follow that lead. And they definitely did that, and a hard-fought 1 point for them tonight as they fall in overtime 2-1 to the LA Kings. A whole lot of interesting hockey things going on slate tonight, as this was the final game of the entire NHL to conclude things, but a whole lot to get to, like the New York Rangers visiting the Detroit Red Wings. As we wait. The New York Rangers, by the way, were 6-5-3 coming into this game. And they had a three-game losing skid. But a whole lot of offense coming from them today. They had 6 goals in less than 3 minutes. Meanwhile, the New York Rangers are also on the dad's trip, as we're trying to get that audio right now. But, yeah, the Rangers picked up a big win against the Detroit Red Wings today, 8-2. As, again, they scored 6 goals in less than 3 minutes. We'll get to the highlights in a little bit. Another text here coming from the 773. Although it was a weak goal that we gave up towards the end of overtime, we always have trouble on the West Coast. Plus, tonight's game was on the network, so I feel that the networks want to try to have the league show off. So there's the refs tend to call more penalties against us. Anyway, look forward to Saturday's game. That's all we can do. Appreciate the text, 773. That's a whole lot of thoughts. Not quite sure if, I guess I kind of alluded to that with the Jack Johnson call of the slashing penalty in the third period. That was a little odd. But the Blackhawks have been known for committing, or rather just being involved in special teams a lot this year on both ends. So not quite sure if that was totally a theme of tonight's game. The last goal, I don't know if I'd call it a weak goal. It was just good pressure, good penetration coming from LA. And as Troy had mentioned, Jake McCabe sprawling out. That was kind of the last resort for him to stop the goal, rather stop the shot coming from Kevin Fiala, as it was all set up with Peter Mrazek going out and trying to cut off the original shot, which he thought was coming, and then it ended up being Fiala with basically a wide open net. So it was decision making that ended up burning the Blackhawks in that situation. But again, appreciate the enthusiasm, appreciate the text, 773. Okay, let's get to around the league. Again, the Rangers were in Detroit earlier tonight. The Rangers came into that game with a three-game skid, but they had a whole bunch of offense.
And then Goodrow is third from Panarin and Kravtsov at 723. In front, Vesey, the rebound, score! Mika Zibanejad does it again! His second of the game!
Yeah, 2 goals for Mika Zibanejad as, again, the Rangers beat the Red Wings 8-2. The Rangers also on that dad's trip, so they're having fun up in the Motor City. Let's go to Buffalo.
10 seconds left. Eichel will try again for the hat trick. He got it! From 195 feet, and there are some hats coming onto the ice in Buffalo.
With some gold helmets as well.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of speculation of what type of return that Jack Eichel would receive. heading back to Buffalo, I think, yeah, for the first time since heading over to the Vegas Golden Knights organization. But a hat trick for him as the Vegas Golden Knights extend their winning streak now to 9 games, a 7-4 win over the Buffalo Sabres. Let's go to New Jersey next.
Devils win it. Here's Hamilton out high for Hughes. Now right wing circle. Looks around. Now for Hamilton. It's right. They score! Power play game winner for the Devils. And the winning streak is at 8.
Nico Hischier with the game-winning goal in overtime. That was his second goal of the game, a 4-3 winner over Ottawa. But the Ottawa Senators rookie Shane Pinto picking up a couple of goals, number 7 and number 8 on the season. What a start to the year that he's had. Let's go to Carolina.
Such a coincidence. On the left side to DeHaan. Will shoot it. Save Campbell. Rebound. He stops Svechnikov. Svechnikov then roofs it. 6-2 Hurricanes. And Svechnikov gets the hat-trick goal.
And he also picked up his 100th career goal in that game, too. Mike Maniscalco of 99.9, the Fan of Carolina Radio and TV. A 7-2 winner for the Hurricanes. They pick up their 9th win of the season. I do know that Edmonton got goals, or rather a goal from Connor McDavid, his 15th of the year. And Leon Draisaitl also extended his point streak. Let's go to Boston.
Foligno to the near circle. Zacha. Return feed. Flames at full strength. McAvoy shoots. He scores! How good is it to have 73 back? He celebrates along the far side of the offensive zone. He steps in a power play goal. Bruins 2, Flames 1.
Our buddy Judd Surratt just nailing that call. Charlie McAvoy scoring in his season debut. The Boston Bruins are 8-0 at the TD Garden to begin this year. That ties a franchise record, a 3-1 winner over the Calgary Flames. And the Bruins are now 12-2-0 to start the year. Let's head to the island.
Now to Moser. Left circle. Keller. Down low in front. Tip. They score! Travis Boyd! Set up by Keller on the doorstep, and Boyd tips it by Sorokin. Beautiful pass, beautiful tip. The Coyotes' power play connects yet again.
That's Bob Heathouse of Fox Sports 910. The Arizona Coyotes, a 2-0 shutout over the New York Islanders. And that ends a stretch of 9 straight wins for the Islanders against the Coyotes since 2013. Coyote goaltender Karel Vemelka with 24 saves in that game. Let's head down to St. Louis.
Who's threatening here? Thomas into the corner. Thomas, Buchnevich, and Tarasenko going up against the Sturm line. Thomas to the point. Kelly Rosen shoots and scores. So that's the second goal in this game scored by a Blues defenseman.
Dan Rusinowski with the call as the Blues end their 8-game losing skid, a 5-3 winner over the San Jose Sharks. Meanwhile, the Sharks lose their 5th straight game. Former Hawk Brandon Saad picking up his first goal of the season, as it's been a rough start to the year for St. Louis, but again, they pull out their 4th win of the year. Now over to the reigning Stanley Cup champs.
As the Avs have a breakaway, O'Connor once more. O'Connor, he scores! OMG! OC! Logan O'Connor has 2. His skate's on fire.
That's Connor McGahee. How can you not love that passion from Altitude Sports AM? 5-3 winner for the Colorado Avalanche over the Nashville Predators. Colorado improves to 7-4-1 with the win. The Nashville Predators move to 5-8-1. The Blackhawks will next play the Anaheim Ducks. That'll be Saturday night, another late night game out in California.
Skips around. Vetrano picks it up. 2-on-2 rush with Merrill helping to come back. Vetrano at the right circle with the late man coming, and they score. Pavel Regenda with his first NHL goal, and the Ducks have a 1-0 lead.
That call from Joe O'Donnell of 100.3 FM KFan, the Minnesota Wild broadcaster. That was the Ducks' last game, as the Blackhawks are going to be seeing Anaheim for the first time this year. They've had a rough start to the season as well. The Blackhawks, with a hard-fought game against the LA Kings, unfortunately fall in overtime. Again, the final score of 2-1. Game-winning goal with 1.4 seconds left from Kevin Fiala. We've got one more break. We'll wrap up this post-game show. Again, we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts if you're still up. 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks post-game show on 720 WGN. Unfortunately, we're bumping up to the end of this Blackhawks postgame show to play any sound for you. I'll just go off some of the quotes I'm reading on Twitter right now. This coming from Luke Richardson, thanks to Ben Pope at the Chicago Sun-Times. I didn't think we were really clean, much like the last game against these guys. We were a little too sloppy in the D zone especially, and it cost us some energy and momentum. Peter played real well coming back, and it would have been nice to get him the win. Definitely stellar game by Peter Mrazek tonight. 33 saves against the LA Kings, but unfortunately not enough as they fall 2-1 in overtime. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. It is technically November 11th. Happy Friday to y'all, and hope you're excited for the upcoming weekend. So we've got some This Day in Blackhawks History, thanks to our Blackhawks historian Harvey Wittenberg. On this day back in 2007, Captain Jonathan Toews scored his first NHL game winner, a 3-2 win over Detroit at the United Center. How about back in 1970 on this day, the Hawks started a team record of 13 straight victories on home ice with a 7-1 rout of Philadelphia. The streak ran until December 20th. And on this day in 1987, the Hawks tied a team mark of 5 power play goals in a 6-3 win over the Detroit Red Wings. Whole lot of success against Detroit on this day in Blackhawks history. Of course, they were playing the Wings a lot more back in that day. Again, the Blackhawks' next game will be Saturday in Anaheim against the Ducks. The Ducks are currently 4-9-1. That game begins for you at 9 o'clock. That's the puck drop, at least. The coverage here on 720 WGN will be at 8:30 p.m., and we'll take the post-game show up to 12:30. Another late-night hockey broadcast for you. And again, thank you for staying up tonight for the Blackhawks post-game show, who fall to the L.A. Kings 2-1 in overtime tonight at the Crypto.com Arena. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser. ComEd for Business. ComEd, powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the late night help that we got here at the WGN studios, our producers of Jack Heinrich and Ben Anderson, and our engineers, Brett Jackson and the tireless Krista Flores. Another big thanks to our broadcast crew out at the Crypto.com Arena. John Weinman on the play-by-play. Great to have Troy Murray back on color as well. For everyone that I mentioned, I'm Joe Brand signing off. Again, the Blackhawks fall to the Kings 2-1 in overtime.